Bless you, beloved. This is Apostle Asia Francis, and this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church, and we are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11590. Our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We truly invite you to peruse it, that you may be blessed by all that has been released, and we also give you the invitation to download our church app to your mobile device and your tablets, and it is free, no charge to you, that you can have the Word of God, edification, revelation, daily manna, praise God, at the touch of a finger. Amen. And all that it is that God is doing here. Praise God. Let us open up and pray. Eternal Father, we thank you for this time of gathering that we can come together and gather in your name and behold your presence, O God, hallelujah, that you may be amongst us and sup with us even as we sup with you. Lord, we thank you for your word that is coming forth on tonight by your prepared vessel, the vessel that you have prepared, how you have given her a prepared word, O God. Lord, we ask that you bless her and touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Use her for your glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. When she open up her mouth, O God, let it be you that speak in Jesus' name. Lord, remember your people on tonight, oh God. You know what it is that they need. We ask that you bless them according to the riches of your glory that is in Christ Jesus. Oh Lord, that they shall know no lack, oh God. We also ask that you illuminate the eyes of their understanding. Let this word be made life for them, oh God, on tonight. Let your word do what it is that you have sent unto your people that it may do. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we give you glory, we give you praise, and we give you honor. Beloved, this is Discipleship Course, and hallelujah, glory God, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory God. He is the manger boy that hung on the tree, amen, that died for you and me, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, I thank God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah, I'm glad about it on tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, turn with me to chapter 16 of 1 Corinthians, amen? There are a few words here that God had given unto me, amen, that I want to share with you, and I want to be able to expound on it, the importance of it, that we can take these principles and these precepts from the word that God gave, praise God, we can apply it to our daily living. Amen? We know that the 1 Corinthians is a Pauline epistle, so Apostle Paul is the inspired writer. Amen. He's the writer, but the Holy Ghost is the author. Amen. God is the author. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we want to honor the word the way we would honor God. Amen. We want to honor the revelation the way we honor God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, God. We want to honor it. Amen. We want our faith to be able to grab hold of all that God is releasing here. Amen. Is that Minister Mother Harris that I hear on?
Oh, yes, baby. You said chapter 16?
16 of 1 Corinthians. Chapter 16 of 1 Corinthians. Praise God. Chapter 16.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to begin to read it. Amen. It says, mm-hmm. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do you, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered him. Give to the work of the Lord on this day that there be no gatherings when I come. Amen. This right here is good instruction. Amen. Praise God. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. And he said, even as he has told who? The Galatian, the church at Galatia. He says, so am I telling you. Amen. And I believe that that is him speaking to us now. Praise God. Don't wait until we gather on Sunday to get our gift giving to the work of Jesus Christ in order. Let us have it in order before we gather. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He said, don't wait till I get there to take a collection. Amen. He said, collect over time. Amen. He said, every week, the first day of the week, collect over time, and then the gift will be ready. Amen. It won't be a hardship for nobody. Praise God. And when I come, whomsoever you shall approve, and he's talking by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. And so that was the gift, amen, that they was given. It was for those that was in need in Jerusalem. And if it be meet, and that word meet means necessary, that I go also, they shall go with me. Now I will come unto you when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia, and it may be that I will abide, yes, and winter with you, that you may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go, for I will not see you now by the way. But I trust to tarry a while with you if the Lord permit. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, whatever plans we have, the only thing that we can say about our plans is if God is willing. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because if God is not willing, it is not going to happen. Amen. I have plans to see you in Sunday service. Amen. And in Sunday school, but as if God is willing. Amen. Praise God. I have many plans, praise God, but those plans will only come into fruition if God is willing, amen? And that is how we honor God with our plans, amen, praise God. Verse 8 says, but I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual, did I read that right? And effectual is open unto me, amen? And this door is for the spreading of the gospel. Amen. Praise God. I believe today we're looking for all kinds of doors to be open, financial doors, prosperity doors, you know, doors of healing and doors of deliverance. But the Apostle Paul was looking for the opportunity that he may be an effective witness of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. We have been commissioned. Amen. Everyone that believe has been commissioned by the word of God. You find that commission at the end of most of the gospels, and I know it's at the end of Mark 16. Amen. We have been commissioned by Christ to preach this gospel. Amen. It's for all believers. Praise God. Not just for the preacher, the teacher, the apostle, the evangelist. Praise God. The pastor, the prophet. But it's for all believers to be able to minister the gospel. We all may not be able to minister the gospel to the church, but we all can minister this gospel to the sin-sick dying world. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We may not be equipped to teach it to the church, but we are equipped to tell of what it is that God has done for us. Amen. And so you find that Apostle Paul, everywhere he went, he gave his testimony. Amen. You would think that they were tired of hearing that same testimony. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But I tell you, Apostle Paul was not tired of telling it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because he knew that his testimony and the grace and the mercy that God had on him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Instead of him seeing the wrath of God, God called him to the work of the ministry, praise God, saved his soul, filled him with the Holy Ghost, and told him he will suffer much for the gospel. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And so God chose to get the glory out of his life. Sometimes, amen, we may have enemies like Apostle Paul when his name was Saul. Amen. Praise God. We may have enemies, the church have enemies, enemies of the church, enemies of the gospel. Amen. Praise God. And we may have our own thoughts of what it is that we want to happen. Amen. But God has a plan. And whatever Amen. It is that God does, we have to be all right with it. Amen. We will also find that when Saul was called to preach the gospel by Jesus Christ himself that met him in the road, amen, praise God, hallelujah. When he was called to preach this gospel and he preached it straightway, right away, praise God, amen. They were afraid because they didn't know whether he was preaching the gospel, whether it was a manipulation, whether he was trying to seize them, amen, praise God.
Terrible.
But there was Barnabas, amen, that was a
amen.
Witness, amen, praise God, to know he has been converted, praise God, amen. He's
yes.
preaching strong, hallelujah, praise
yes.
God. And you will find that when his ministry began, those that was for him was now against him. You see that?
Amen.
Those that he used to work for, the Sanhedrin court, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, those that wanted to persecute the saints. God done changed Apostle Paul's perspective. Amen. Beloved, I do want to touch on really quick. Some believe that God changed Saul's name the same way he changed Jacob's name, but that is not true. Saul had dual citizenship, and so he used his Hebrew name as much as he used his Gentile name, praise God. He used both names, however
Amen.
It benefited him for the gospel. Amen, praise God, amen.
Amen.
And so, yes, I just wanted to straighten that up. But verse 10 says, now if Timothy come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he works the work of the Lord as I also, amen. Let no man therefore despise him, amen. And this refers to his youth or and inexperience, amen, praise God. Because when you're young, sometimes people don't want to hear you. They believe that you have not experienced enough in life, amen, praise God. But listen, when God chooses to use someone, it doesn't matter how young they are or how old they are, praise God. Amen. We ought to submit to that leadership because the Bible says submit to those that have rule over you. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
For they pray for your soul, and you do not want them to have to do it in grief. Amen. Praise God. And so it doesn't matter. I remember I was at my oldest daughter's house, and a word came through Malia, and she was just a baby. Amen. Praise God. But immediately I knew that was God talking. And as quick as I walked in the door, I walked out because I realized that God allowed me to come there just to hear that. Amen. Praise God. And when
Amen.
I turned and walked out praising God, my oldest daughter, she said, "Ma, you could be strange sometimes." Amen. She was just laughing up a storm because I came and went really quick. Amen. Praise God. But, beloved, we have to have ears to hear the voice of God, regardless of where that voice is coming from. Know the power, know the spirit that is behind the word. Amen, praise God. And I believe that this is important, that the spirit of discernment be at work in each and every one of us. Amen, praise God, because the Bible says, try the spirit by the spirit, that you would know what spirit is speaking. Amen, praise God. That is the gift of discernment, whether that spirit is divine and its origin is in God or whether it is diabolic. Amen. Praise God. And we ought to know the difference. Praise God. And how do we measure? We measure it to the word of God. For the word of God is the revealed creative word that has come from his spirit. Amen. God is not going to contradict himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, one of the ways that we measure, amen, is by the word of God itself. If someone began or some spirit began to speak contrary to the word, amen,
yeah.
praise God, we have to question, amen, if they change the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Amen. We have to question what spirit is that. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And you could get Sudi spooky with me. Amen. I don't mind people saying what spirit is that, because I go around even dealing with my family. That is, what spirit is that? That ain't the right spirit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Right.
Because you have to check the enemy. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not speaking about your loved one, but I said the enemy. Amen. Because Satan is a motivator. Amen. And you could check the motivator and have compassion on the soul. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has caused us to be ministers of compassion, ministers of love. Amen. So verse 11 says, let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me. For I look for him with the brethren. Verse 12 says, as touching brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren. And this is speaking about a previous visit. But his will was not at all to come at this time. Amen. He didn't give a reason, but he said for whatever reason. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But he will come when he shall have convenient time. And I believe that this convenient time is when a good opportunity offers itself to him. The church at Corinth greatly respected Apollos. Watch ye. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. And so, beloved, we're going to stop right there. Amen. Because these are the scriptures that we are looking at today. This exhortation of watch ye is a military command that means be vigilant. Stand fast in the faith. And that means don't let the devil move your faith from the cross to other things. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes our faith is misplaced and we don't even know it. But if you pay attention to your conversation, the things you talk about most, if you pay attention to your thoughts, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Listen, your speech will tell on you because the Bible says out of the mouth speaks the issues of the heart, amen. And so if you speak of the problem more than you speak of God's power to deliver, I have to ask you, where is your faith? What do you believe in? Because, beloved, whatever it is that you believe in, that is what's going to work, amen, praise God. Your faith empowers what you believe. Amen. Praise God. And so this is why we want to make sure that our faith is not misplaced. Amen. We do not want anything, any onslaught, attack of the enemy to move our faith from the cross to other things. Amen. The only fight that I've seen in the scripture that he has called for us to fight, and if you can find another fight, you can let me know. It's the good fight of faith. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
It's the good fight of faith. That we would, as long as our faith is in the cross, we're going to receive our provision. Because faith in Jesus Christ and his finished work at the cross gives the Holy Spirit latitude to work in our life. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So he says here, quit you like men. Quit you like men. And when he's saying about this word quit, he means act like mature men. Act like mature men. Amen. Praise God. And I'm glad that the Holy Spirit emphasized that. Because when we're born, we're not born mature men or women. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we are born of the Spirit, we are yet babes, needing to grow, need the Holy Spirit to teach us, need to be up under our shepherd. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible is telling us here, act like mature men. Amen. We have to mature in the faith. Amen. Praise God. We can't stay the same. Amen. Hallelujah. All of this preaching and teaching and fasting and praying is not for naught. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is not for nothing. Amen. It is for your maturation. For the Bible teaches us in Ephesians 4, I believe it's 11 through 12, amen, praise God, that he that is also ascended, and he gave gifts unto men. Amen. Praise God. And those gifts that he gave was the administrative gift. And those gifts was the gift of apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. And that was for the maturing of the saints, for the work of the ministry, that we all mature, not be tossed to and fro with every wind and doctrine, and that we come to the unity. Amen. And then he says that these things will go on till. Amen. Praise God. And so these gifts are still working for the maturation of the believers. Praise God. This is why I say every believer may not be equipped or have the gift to mature or unify. This is why you have to be careful who you put in position. They may not be equipped to mature or unify the church, praise God, because God, Jesus Christ, set giftings in place for that. But they can be a witness to the sin, sick, dying world. Amen?
Amen.
And it says, let all your things be done with charity. And that word charity means love. Amen? So let's look at be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, or I should say mature men, and be strong. Let's take a look at that. The kingdom thought that I give to you tonight is spiritual vigilance and alertness. I believe that God is telling us to be alert. Amen. Be vigilant. Yeah. Be watchful. Amen. As the military of the kingdom of God, as a soldier in the army of God, whether you see yourself as a soldier or not, amen, praise God, that is who you are, amen, praise God. Amen. These words are powerful exhortation from the Apostle Paul. I don't believe it was just to the Corinthian believers. I believe that he is speaking to us today because we are seeing all kinds of things today, amen. We're seeing sin wax worse. We're seeing praise God, we're seeing homosexuality and lesbianism being okay, amen, not just at a city or state or individual level, but we're talking about at the level where the government, amen, where it's at the state of a country, the country is agreeing, amen? And amen. So that puts America in trouble with God, amen, praise God.
Amen.
And we're also seeing a high rate of murders, senseless murders, praise God, terrorist acts, amen, on our grounds, on our country grounds, we're seeing it, and by citizens of the United States. We're seeing amen. That our children are being cut down in their learning institutions, and that is a place where they should be protected and free to learn, amen, praise God, free to be children. But instead, their lives are being cut short, amen? And that's one of the things that I'm praying against, untimely death, amen, on the soil of the United States of America, amen? I'm praying against that spirit, amen, hallelujah, that will cut the lives of our children short and shed their blood in the street. I used to pray that for people of color, amen, praise God, because we were at one time in this country more of a target, amen, praise God, than most, you know, at the hands of our law enforcement, you know, our men and our boys were targets, and even some of the women falsely arrested and mistreated, amen, during being detained, praise God, amen. Holy Spirit, amen. I don't know why you're taking me down this path, but we're going to take it, amen?
Amen.
And so we're seeing a lot of things take place. We're seeing our infrastructures fall down before our very eyes. There's a lot of things that is going on, praise God, that will make you say, that will make you wonder, amen? Well, the Bible is telling us that these are the signs of the times, that the things that are going on is nothing that he did not say would not go on. Amen. Praise God. God has warned us in the word of God about things like this. Amen. But he told us that we are able to discern the signs of the times. Amen. Even though it is not the end when these things go on, we know that the end is near. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so this is more reason for us to be watchful, to stand firm in the faith, to mature. Amen. Praise. It's time to mature. It's time to have your oil. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We know the time is near. This is not the time for you to be without your oil. Amen. This is a time that we be strong. Amen. Praise God. Concerning what it is that we believe, and we don't take down, throw in the towel, or give in. Amen. For foolishness. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If they want to know, do you really believe that there's only one road that leads to God? Amen. We should open up our mouth and say yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe that there's many roads to Jesus. They all talk about them. Amen. Praise God in all of their religious books. Amen. But only Jesus says that I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Amen. Praise God. We do know that he is the road that leads. Amen. To God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. No man can come to the Father, Jesus said, except by me. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I believe that. I not only believe it because I heard it, but when I put my faith in Jesus and his finished work at the cross, amen, there was a powerful transformation in my life. I'm not the same. Amen. Praise God. Do I believe that once we believe that he poured out his spirit, amen, praise God, and the Holy Ghost quickens us and give us an utterance to speak, something that we did not study? I believe that because I have experienced that. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And so no one can take your personal experiences away. Amen. Praise God. This is why it's important that we get intimate with God, because no one can take away these experiences. This is why Mary washed Jesus' feet with her tears and dried it with her hair, because no one could take away the experiences, amen, that she had with him. Amen, praise God. That love, amen, that forgiveness, amen, praise God, that he bestowed, amen, upon her, that mercy, that compassion, amen. And so, beloved, the Bible tells us, be watchful. This phrase urges vigilance and alertness. As Christians, we should be aware of the spiritual battles around us, always on guard against temptation, deception, and attacks from the enemy. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It doesn't mean that we're running around looking for a battle. Amen. Praise God. But our faith in Christ and us following the principles and the precepts in his word keeps us ready. It keeps us ready. Amen. Being focused on Christ keeps you ready. Meditating on the scriptures day and night that keeps your mind in perfect peace, that keeps you ready. Amen. Having a praying spirit and praying without beloved, that keeps you ready. Amen. Praise God. You ain't got to run around identifying witches and warlocks and things like that. No. The way we get ready and stay ready is that we have to make sure that we stay intimate, that we have a prayer life, that we have a word life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because that's what it's all about. Amen.
Amen.
Stand firm in the faith. Here, Apostle Paul emphasizes the importance of unwavering commitment to the Christian faith. Amen. Beloved, it's all right to have faith, but we need unwavering faith. Amen. We need our faith to be able to stand firm. Amen. We are to remain steadfast, anchored in our belief in Jesus Christ, even when faced with challenges or doubts. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be able to shake ourselves free from the imaginations or the thoughts sometimes that even enter our own mind. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Anything that bring a doubt, you have to be able to identify, nah, this right here is trying to make me doubt him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. No, I'm not going to entertain that. These thoughts will come. But listen, you get to reject the thought, cast down the imagination. Amen. Praise God. If you don't do nothing and you begin to meditate on it, amen. Praise God. It will begin to work. Praise God. I'm very careful about what it is that I'm thinking on. Amen. Praise God. Even if someone else introduced doubt, I'm very careful about what I allow for people to traject into my life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's things that I will reject silently, but then there's things that I will open up my mouth and reject. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Not trying to offend nobody, but I don't need no doubt working in my atmosphere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And sometimes we have to speak out openly. Just open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I yet believe you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Begin to speak or call those things that are not as if they are and they shall be. Amen. Begin to prophesy the promise of God to you. Amen. Listen, the Bible says that the blessings of the Lord are already yea and amen, but this takes place in the spirit. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
In the spirit, the blessing of the Lord is already yea and amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we want them to manifest. Amen. Praise God. Yes, they already yea and amen. They already afforded to us. They already have been released to us. But are you grace in the spirit that you may bring it into time? Amen. Praise God. Amen. The same way a demon could ride you like a caboose, so will the blessing of God. Amen. The blessing of God will ride you and ride you. You be so blessed. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm telling you, you will be so blessed. Praise God. You wouldn't even have time to turn around and pull out a stop sign to make the blessing back up. Amen. Praise God. Every time
Amen.
I turn around, blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Every time I can't even turn a corner. Amen. Praise God. I'm running smack dab into blessings. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, but beloved, we want to challenge doubts, anything that will cause for us to doubt. Remember, that's an old tactic of Satan. It was his tactic in the Garden of Eden when he spoke to the woman. Amen. Did God say? Amen. Praise God. His tactic is to bring doubt. It's to introduce doubt to make your faith waver. Amen. Praise God. And so doubt is not something that we're interested in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We can identify the enemy when things are being spoken to try to make us doubt God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And whether the enemy know it or not, we know, praise God, hallelujah, who they are. Amen. When I say they, the spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We know who that spirit is based on how he expressed himself and how he acts. Amen. And the spirit is genderless. And I know I say he, but the spirit is genderless. And the spirit can manifest in a male or a female. Amen. All the spirit wants to do is to act out its personality in your body. I believe I sent out something about clusters of personalities that you believe is yours but is not. Praise God. Hallelujah. You have to be able to identify those things. If God did not call you to be that, that ain't you. Amen. Praise God. That has been something that has been introduced to you. It has been something that has been working, amen, praise God, in your body, amen, praise God. It is so funny, the capacity of a soul, because how could one man have legions of demons, amen, praise God? Like it could
amen.
Be so many spirits just living in one body, praise God, amen, hallelujah.
Yes,
but this is the house that God gave you, amen. You got to put the devil out of your house, amen. Don't let him reign and live and act out. Amen, and work his personality through you. Praise God, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so we want to be mindful, amen. The Bible says act like men, act like mature men. Praise God. Did we finish stand firm in the faith? I believe we did. Act like mature men. This phrase is often translated as be courageous or brave. It encourages believers to face adversity with courage, to face adversity with resolve. Amen. Praise God. And can anyone tell me how would we have resolve toward any situation? How do you get resolve?
Prayer.
Prayer.
By
Amen.
Prayer.
Praise God. Prayer. We can get resolve through prayer. The reason why we can get resolve through prayer is because in prayer we could put a demand on God to assist us, help us, lead us, guide us. We could put a demand on the spirit of counsel. How do I proceed in this situation and this circumstance? And so prayer is just our dialogue with God. Amen. Prayer is our language, amen, in which we speak to God. Amen. Praise God. And so, amen. Yes, we can get resolved through prayer, even through reading the Word of God. Sometimes reading the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will illuminate the eyes of your understanding. You'll say, uh-huh. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Your eyes of your understanding get illuminated. The bulb lights up. Amen. Praise God. The room was dark, but now there's illumination because you located the creative word in the midst of your situation and circumstance. Get some resolve. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So when we're mature, we know how to do this. Amen. We know how through faith, we know how it is. We know how, let me see what I'm saying here. We know how to face adversity with courage. We know how to face adversity with resolve. We know how to face adversity with maturity. Amen. Praise God. Act like men. Be mature men. Amen. Praise God. Because the key is that we really don't want to go back and forth. We don't want to have strife. The reason why we confront things is that we can gain our sister or our brother. We don't want to lose nobody. We have a ministry of reconciliation. Isn't that right? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We want to go forth in compassion. Rather than shrinking back, we are called to confront difficulties head on. Amen. Praise God. We don't have to shrink back. Amen. What I love about North Carolina has something that New York doesn't have. North Carolina has a stand your ground law. Amen. Praise God. When you're in your own house. When you're in your own house, you don't have to retreat. You don't have to run. You don't have to hide. If an imposter comes in, amen, praise God. See, when it's your house, it's yours, amen. It's for you and your family to habitat, amen, praise God. But God gave you an earthly temple, and he didn't give you that earthly temple for demons to live in. Amen, praise God. Hallelujah. And so once your faith is in Christ, they're trespassing on his property. Amen. Praise God. Because now your life is not your own. And so, beloved, the Bible is telling us what North Carolina law says. You don't have to retreat.
No.
A demon is present. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to bow. You ain't got. You don't have to take down. Amen. Beloved, you have the authority that God has given you. And the authority that he has given you is to do what? Stand your ground. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand your ground. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because once I cock my weapon back, that's it. Amen. When you coming in, you coming in at your own risk. Isn't that right? Stand your ground. God gave you power over demonic spirits. These entities that he gave you power. But you have to know how to utilize and work your power. And what better way to practice than in your own private time? Amen. Praise God. That's how I was developed. If I saw a moving darkness, there was a time that I would have been afraid of seeing moving darkness. Amen. Praise God. Now I open up my mouth and take authority. Devil, you can't live here. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because this is my house. Now you're trying to work in my atmosphere. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're trying to work in the region where God gave me authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you don't rise up and possess your possessions and be the soldier that God has called you to be in the region that he put you in, amen, what will take place? An imp will rise up and try to take your place. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So here, and acting like mature men, we don't have to shrink back. Amen. Praise God. We can stand our ground. Hallelujah. Amen. You could put the devil out. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. You can shift your atmosphere with your praise. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can get wisdom, knowledge, and understanding through the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Because what the enemy wants, he wants your attention. He wants you to be afraid. He wants to produce fear. Amen. But God says, I didn't give you the spirit of timidity. Amen. He said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear. Amen. Praise God. I gave you the spirit of power, sound mind, and love. Amen. And so we have to learn how to operate and identify with what God said that he has given up. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to operate in that spirit. Beloved, I tell you, the spirit and the power that you come in, that is who you are. Amen. The spirit and the power that you come in. Fear does not have a legal right to operate in you. Fear comes to stop you from moving forward. Amen. It comes to paralyze you. But God wants you freely to be able to live, move, and have your very being in his spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And so it says, be strong, strengthen. Strength here refers to not only to physical power, but also to inner fortitude. As followers of Christ, we draw strength from him. Who do we draw strength from? Who's them?
Jesus.
Listen, he's our hope of glory. Amen. He's our high tower. He's our paracleto. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The Bible says he who not have the spirit of Jesus Christ is none of his. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of Jesus Christ. He is our teacher. Amen. He's our paracleto. Amen.
Amen.
And so as followers of Christ, we draw strength from Jesus. Amen. Whether it's strength through the word, strength in prayer, strength by way of his spirit. Amen. Strength by way of the angels that are ministering to us. Amen. Praise God. That are on assignment in our lives. We draw strength from him. However it is that he chooses to send the help. Our strength, the fullness of the joy of the Lord is my strength, says the word of God. Amen. And so where do we find the fullness of the joy of the Lord? The Bible teaches us that the fullness of the joy of the Lord is found in his presence. So the more time you spend in his presence, amen, praise God, hallelujah, you have access to the fullness of the joy of the Lord that is your strength, amen. His grace empowers us to endure trials. His grace empowers us to overcome weaknesses. And his grace empowers us to persevere. Amen. Perseverance is something that we have to learn how to do as the body of Christ. Amen. We have to stay in the press, praise God. Let all that you do, let it be done in love. Amen. Now, beloved, even casting out demons, amen, you still have to come in love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Healing the sick, you got to come in love. Preaching the gospel, you got to come in love. Amen. Letting someone know they're a sinner, you got to come in love. Amen. Hallelujah. For the Bible says that we can have all these gifts, prophecy and all of this stuff, and it won't be nothing but a clinging symbol if we do not have love. Amen. And so I found it very necessary that whenever God has led me to confront something, I like to start it off with whether I'm writing a letter, an epistle, amen, because I have written epistles, amen, praise God, hallelujah. God is still God. Can an epistle be written today? It's a letter to the church, amen. It's a letter of instruction, amen, praise God. Beloved, I remember when I wrote my first epistle, amen, it was a young man that was in prison, and it was, as I wrote it, the Holy Spirit said, and this is an epistle. Amen, praise God. And then how I knew, not just by what the Holy Spirit said, even though that fortifies it, amen, praise God, but his response to the instruction, amen, his response to the instruction, praise God, hallelujah. And so I said, my God, my God. You know, that was early in the ministry. I said, I'm over here writing epistles. Amen. Praise God. But, you know, God will humble you. Hallelujah. No, God is saying he's writing an epistle. Amen. You're just the inspiree. You're just being inspired. Amen. Praise God. So when the epistle is written, the author is God. Amen. God is giving instruction. Hallelujah. Amen. God is giving instruction. I remember when I sat up under Bishop Roy Bryan, amen, he was having his secretary set order, and he had many ministries up under him, and he wanted the secretary to write up something that would bring order, amen, to the sons and daughter, and the sponsored affiliated ministries, amen, and the way that they would operate. Beloved, I'm going to tell you something. Order is important. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Because order and rank equal protocol. Amen.
Amen.
If there's no order and rank, it will diminish the power of God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And this is why it is important that we have order and rank. Amen. Praise God. In all aspects of the kingdom of God, there is order and rank. There is protocol. Amen. And so
Amen.
She said unto me, she said, Sister Asia. Amen. Praise God. I was Sister Asia then. She said, Sister Asia. I said, yes. She says, I'm kind of stuck here. Do you think that you can help me with this? And it was in my mind, I'm saying, why is she passing her assignment on me? And I just told her, I will take it before the Lord, and if he speaks, you'll have something. If he don't, you won't. Amen. Praise God. Because that was where I was at that time in my walk. Amen. Praise God. I mixed no bones about it. If God spoke, you get it. If he don't speak, there will be nothing. Amen. And
Amen.
So I went into prayer, and when I went into prayer, a prophetic vein opened up, and I could hear the voice of Bishop. The way the Lord spoke to me was with the man of God voice, and I could hear his voice dictate that letter. He dictated that letter, and all I had to do was type it. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I tell you that when you seek God first, he will give you what you need. You don't have to have it when you go to him, but when you come out, you will. Amen. Hallelujah. He
Amen.
Will unlock something in you. He will open up a prophetic vein. Amen. Praise God. None of us are equipped and qualified to do what he, the work of Jesus Christ, but he equips and qualifies to call. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And so this love thing, when I start off a letter or any type of instruction, or if I have to chastise or rebuke, amen, I immediately say, I come in the spirit of love, and I smile, and I say, and I hope that that is the spirit that you will receive me in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes you have to shift the atmosphere. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Hallelujah. If I'm coming in the spirit of love, and if what I'm saying to you aligns with the word of God, amen. Hallelujah. You can't get mad at me. Amen. I mean, you can, but you shouldn't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
See, because it's your free will if you choose to, but you shouldn't because it's the word of God. Amen. And,
amen.
And if you're about the word, you're really not upset with me. You're really upset with God. Amen.
Good
Hallelujah.
God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you could find it in the word of God, whenever rebuke comes, correction comes, if you could find it in the word, amen, hallelujah, you ought to be able to submit to the word, repent, and get in aligned, amen, with the word of God, amen, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
amen. And so that's how I like to, even if, you know, I'm sending an exit letter somewhere, amen, receive me in the spirit of love, amen. Beloved, we have to get used to knowing and desiring to operate in the spirit of love. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to
Amen.
Get used to that. We have, even David, when he fought Goliath, amen, he knew that it was the Lord that empowered him. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. He said, do you defy the army of the true and living God? Amen. It wasn't about David. It wasn't about Saul, men. Amen. This is the army of the true and living God. Do you see yourself as the army of the true and living God? Do you see yourself as an instrument of righteousness, an extension of God's right hand? Do you see yourself that when you speak a thing, that you're speaking on behalf of God when you say, amen, praise God? See, that's authority. Beloved, that's authority. And whatever God speaks, we can expect for it to manifest. Amen.
Amen.
Whether he spoke it in his still small voice or whether he spoke it through me or spoke it through you, there ought to be an expectation of the manifestation of the power of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I remember I was taking this young lady through deliverance. There was no spitting up, no nothing. And I was told by one of the people, well, nothing is happening. I said, something is happening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's no way nothing is happening. I know the authority that he gave me. Amen. Praise God. And the bottom line that at the end of the thing, amen, praise God, even though she didn't throw up and do none of that, guess what? She was free. She was free.
Amen.
Praise God. The enemy cried out a few times and he left. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, beloved, amen, deliverance in everybody is not the same. Amen.
Amen.
What we want you to do is know that the authority that God has given unto you, be strong in that authority. I used to do secretarial work for one of our deputy wardens, and he wanted me to give, and I believe I gave this testimony before, he wanted me to give instruction to my supervisor. He was her supervisor. I was his secretary, and he wanted me to give her instruction. And I told him, I really don't want to do that. And the reason why I don't want to do that, because I'm her insubordinate. And I don't want to, I don't want no problems here. And he said, you are an extension of me. And if you can't do what I'm asking you, then I don't need you. Amen. Praise God. And so God brought that back to my remembrance. Praise God. When he sent me forth, I am an extension of him. Praise God. I could speak on behalf of God when I say, especially if he spoke to me. Now, don't speak and he didn't speak to you. And don't go and he didn't send you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the Bible says many have went. And he said, not an instant of them. And they have said that God said. And God said, I said nothing. Amen. But
amen.
When you know that he sent you and you know that he spoke. Amen. Praise God. You ought not to shrink back. You ought to be bold. Amen. Praise God. You ought to be courageous.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You ought to move forward in the spirit of love. Because that is the spirit that sent you. That is the spirit that gave you the unction to function. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so, beloved, we want to go forth as followers of Christ. We want to draw strength from him. His grace, his grace empowers us to endure trials, overcome weakness, and persevere. Amen. We want to be able to go forth. Amen. As Apostle Paul said, he reminds us, the Corinthians, that love should permeate every aspect of their lives. It's not just about actions. It's about the motivation behind those actions. Amen. And so I ask you, beloved, what is motivating you? Amen. Is love motivating you? Is revenge motivating you? Is competition motivating you? What is your motive for saying the things you say, doing the things you do? Amen. Praise God. It's not just your actions. Amen. Because sometimes something may look like love and not be love at all. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Sometimes people have ulterior motives. They have hidden agendas. Amen. Praise God. So
amen.
God, he defines love in the word of God. And so we have to learn how to let love, amen, be our motivation. Amen. Praise God. I always tell you, behind every word, there's a spirit motivating. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And so love is the spirit that should be our motivation. That spirit that is love is the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Nah.
When we act out of love, love for God, love for others, and love for ourselves, we fulfill the greatest commandment. And that's in Matthew 22:37-39. Somebody pull it up. Let us read that. Matthew 22, verses 37-39. Love is the bond of perfection, the root of all blessings, and the essence of Christian living. That's love. Amen. Praise God. So, beloved, amen. Listen, even though he's telling you, well, he did say put on the fruit of the Spirit, that's love. Amen. You ought to dress yourself in love. Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have Matthew chapter 22, verses 37-39? And our kingdom thought again today is spiritual vigilance. Amen. Some of us, we have physical vigilance. Amen. We have emotional vigilance. But we're speaking of spiritual vigilance and alertness, being aware. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Matthew 37.
Matthew 22.
37, right?
Yeah.
Jesus said unto him,
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment.
Amen. Amen. So, beloved, love is the bond of perfection. It's the first and greatest commandment of all. It fulfills all the other commandments, says the word of God. It's the root of all our blessings. Amen. Praise God. Listen, you operating in love, you shall be blessed. And it is the essence of Christian living. Amen. And so sometimes we get upset because of other people's actions and what they're doing. Amen. Well, I don't know if they're Christians, and if they proclaim to be Christians, maybe they're not as mature as you are. Amen. Praise God. One thing I do know, you're responsible for how you respond. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And people will hold you to it. Amen. They'll tell you in a minute you proclaim to be a Christian, not me. Huh? I'm not professing nothing. Amen. They'll get right on you and tell you. The devil will accuse you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I ain't talking about nobody but that spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. The accuser of the brethren.
Amen.
He will accuse
Amen.
You. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And so, beloved, if we're going to bring glory to God's name, we have to practice perfectly responding in love. Amen. Praise God. And it doesn't mean that love is not sharp and short sometimes. Amen. Praise God. Because the Bible tells us that the God corrects his children, his sons, and that's love.
Amen.
Praise God. That's love. Amen. And so, beloved, this is the word of God for us today. This word is spiritual vigilance and alertness. This word today brought forth a provision of grace and virtue for you to be able to operate in what was given to you today to do the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, eternal Father, Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, O God. Even as your word encourages us today, give us the grace that we can be vigilant, that we can be unwavering, that we can be courageous and strong in our faith.
Amen.
While emphasizing that love is guiding us in all of our actions and our conversations. Lord, grace us that we may strive to live out the principles, that we will walk it out in our daily life. Hallelujah. We thank you for it now, God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That
yes,
we will
Lord.
Walk it out in our daily life. That we will be spiritually vigilant, that we will be alert, that we shall be watchful, not will be, but shall be. We shall
Amen.
Be watchful. We shall stand firm in the faith. We shall act like mature women and men. We shall be strong, hallelujah, and we shall do all of this in love. Oh, glory God, we thank you, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the fortitude. We thank you for the unction to function. We thank you for the new grace that has been imparted into us. We thank you for the character, oh God, that you are building in each and every one of us on tonight in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Godly character. Godly character. Godly character. Hallelujah. Living out the greatest commandment of all.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. We are motivated by love.
Amen.
Motivated by love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, you can go ahead and thank him. Amen. Thank him
yes.
for the fragrance, for the fortitude, for the grace. Hallelujah. Thank him. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Jesus. Thank you.
Do believe that we will accomplish so much more with love. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, I do believe that we shall accomplish so much more when we know the depth and the height and the width of his love, and we walk it out and we give it as grace. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name.
Yes,
Minister Mother Harris, hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. My Lord, my Savior. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. And beloved, if you have been operating and not, and you have not been operating in love, this word convicted you and it convinced you that you was falling short. Amen. The Bible teaches us, amen, if we are faithful to confess our sins, he's faithful to forget. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When I am convicted through the word of God, through a teacher, or by way of just the Holy Spirit that lives in me, amen, my first recourse is to repent. My first recourse is to humble myself. Amen. Praise God. And that is repentance with a turning. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. That's not a repentance. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Amen. Praise God. But that is repentance with a turning. That is repentance with change. That's true repentance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. See, some people will say they're sorry, but the first chance they get, they still doing whatever it is they're doing. There's no change. Amen.
Jesus.
And so what the Bible teaches us is that that's not authentic repentance. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thanks,
because
Jesus.
Repentance does bring about change. It brings about a turning. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so sin is something that we were delivered from. We can't continue on in it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Crucifying Christ afresh. We can't continue on. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. But the Holy Spirit is making us without spot and without wrinkle, so we ought to follow his leading. Minister Mother Harris, I ask that you do the altar call for us tonight.
Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as Apostle said, if you found something in the word as he taught tonight, and if it touched your heart, I know it touched mine. Again, you say that you're sorry or somebody did something wrong, but did you really forgive them? It's not just somebody saying they're sorry. Did you truly stop?
Amen.
And even sometimes, even with the Holy Ghost, you have a tendency of saying, well, they done this before, and they did the same thing before. You know, when are you going to forgive them and pray that God make a change?
Amen.
Glory to God. But I thank and praise God for the teaching tonight, the teaching of the pure word of God. If it touched me, if it touched you, anyone that's at the sound of my voice, glory to God. First, you have to know that he is God. He is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism tonight. Glory to God. He has never changed. The word hasn't changed, and he has never changed. Glory to God. Tonight, is there one, Lord, that you just want to make a change in your life, wanting to accept Jesus as your own personal Savior? Not apostle,
amen.
Not me, not the brother on the line. Glory to God. Is there one that wants to accept Jesus as your own personal Savior tonight? Only thing you have to do is just give up just 1 second. The old mothers used to say, if you just open up your mouth and just don't think of nothing, nobody but him and you, because that's all it is in the long run, it's between him and you. You know, that personal contact, that one-on-one contact, not worrying about Sally, Sue, Mother, Ann, none of that. Just you and God.
Amen.
Tonight, is there one? An apostle been preaching on that, and she's been teaching this thing, and she's been teaching it hard, and it's real. Glory to God. Is there one tonight? We can't do it
for
you. Glory to God. And that she said, we testify that people can hear. So, you know, we don't have heaven made. We do profit from one another's testimony. When you can humble yourself enough to say, I've done this. I'm not bragging, but I'm telling you what God has done for me. I'm no perfect person.
Amen.
I know what God gave me, the Holy Ghost, sometimes. I turned my back on God, but God never turned his back on me. Glory to God, and I thank him for that tonight. And a lot of times when I come short, glory to God, the apostle, what he was preaching tonight, that song kept going over and over in my mind. I love you, Jesus. I worship and
Hallelujah.
Adore you.
Just oh, yeah.
want to tell you that I love you more than anything. Glory
Amen.
To God. I was humming that in my mind when I got on the line, not even knowing she was going to preach what she was going to teach. And, you know, when you know that for yourself and just turn
Amen.
It over to God. Just
Amen.
For a little while, you just can just for a moment, a second, God can take you to eternity and back and bring you right back down here, honey, and you be
calling
on
Yes, he can. Yes, he can.
Oh, glory to God. Because you would think if you were in heaven, when he really touches you, oh, glory to God. I came from one thing to one Our Father and two Hail Marys. And that night, glory to God, when I came up out of the water, you know, the mother didn't tell me I was talking when I came, speaking in tongues when I came up out of the water. Because, see, I didn't know what all that sort of stuff was about. I was the one that said, what's all that mess they doing? They sanctified and they ain't even satisfied. Yeah, I was one of those. But I bet you that night I didn't care what I was. I was
Hallelujah.
Just thinking what he had done in my life. And he even didn't even know what it was. But, honey, that night, glory to God. I can't even tell it. Without just feeling it, glory to God, that he has taken me through these 51 years. Glory to God. Never let me down. Never put me down. Glory to God. Saving, glory to God, healing my son, healing my
yes,
daughter. Glory to God. He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Yes.
So if you can hear and understand one thing, if you just give it up, don't worry about no money. Oh,
hallelujah.
God. So he has that unspeakable, everlasting love for you. That's what he took to Calvary. A love no other man can give. No other man
Jesus.
Can understand, because it's you and him tonight. Glory
oh,
to
yeah.
God. Just
oh,
give
yeah.
up for 1 second and tell God, forgive me, Lord. And I thank you in advance, glory to God, for what you're going to do in my life. Accept it, no matter what you did. If you were on the corner, tune up heroin tonight. If you're smoking that weed, glory to
yeah.
God. You're drinking that alcohol, he can do it
yeah.
right now.
Hallelujah.
Don't say, well, I'll wait till I'm sober tomorrow. I'm going to wait till that high go down tomorrow. He's calling you right now because he
Amen.
Loves you. Glory to God. He loves you. Don't have nothing to do with me and mine, but he loves you. He, you know, it's nothing you could do or did 5 minutes ago that he took it to the cross. Just know that he loves you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. If you can
glory.
Just come. The word said without price. You can't buy this. You can't go to Marshall's, Macy's, none of those places and get it.
That's
but
right.
You can get
that's
it right,
right
here, right now, under the word of God. Glory to God. Is there one? God loves you. You. He can save your household just because of you. He's telling you, if you come, mama will come. If you come, daddy will come. If you come, glory to God,
you
that minister, you the teacher, glory to God, that God wants to start your family off, glory to God. Yes, you can do it. Oh, he can do it for you tonight. Is there
Hallelujah.
One? Is there one tonight? Someone just want to tell God, thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
What you always say, you know, I thank God for what he's done. And what you know what he has done, what he's doing right now, but most of all, I thank him in advance for what I know he's going to do. In the name of Jesus tonight, will you come just once? If you want us to pray for you, that's okay. We'll do that too. Out of love, knowing that God is love. in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for that now, God. For everyone that was under the tongue of your my voice, glory to God. He's calling you tonight. He's calling you tonight. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Apostle tonight, for her teaching, for her preaching, and her hard work, diligent work. Because when God called her, he put a fire under her feet. She couldn't even go. She couldn't even stop going. Glory to God. And that still was out of love. Out of love. Glory to God. So we do thank you and we do praise you tonight for those that was on the sound of her voice. And it is all about love. Why God loved us and took it to the cross, but came up with the power in his hands and the keys, glory to God, that no devil in hell could ever lock up against us. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that altar call tonight. Amen. Praise God. And, beloved, we are Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Your heart was pricked and you repented and you want to reach out to us, you can do so through the website at www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com, or you can call us at 800-373-6948. Praise God. Beloved, we just want to take a moment to for you to be able to share, amen, as the Holy Spirit will lead you to, and what it is that you can see from the lesson tonight. Praise God. Brother Golden, are you sharing on tonight?
Yes, I'm sharing.
Praise God.
Thank you. Pretty much what I got tonight, you talked about we must have love and also felt the vibe and understanding of obedience in the Lord. You know, like you always said, you know, and tonight, when times get tough, times get hard, we must keep God's love. We must have God's restraint on things. We must have his attitude and peace for joy. And I thought when you brought out what was in Matthew verses 37 through 39, I thought that was great in terms of letting us understand that you must keep love and obedience. And, you know, we can't let things take us out of character. You know, whether it be your job or every smart remark somebody says to us, you know, like I've been practicing so hard, which, you know, I just don't hear some things and don't respond to it. Because, see, the devil wants to get you riled up.
Yes, he do.
Amen. Yeah. And you saying smart cuss somebody out or acting out of character, you just being a hell raiser. And I know people can really get on your nerves, but we have to decide that we're not going to entertain a thought of this situation. They're upset. When they calm down, I will talk to them later. If they can't be talked to at all, and if they can't, that's fine too, because God wants you to be the peacemaker and walk away.
Amen.
You know, it takes two to argue. As it always takes two to argue. So, you know, my thing on that is, you know, I know life can be stressful or hard, but we must keep the faith, keep striving for betterment, and, you know, when we do these things in love and peace and joy, you will be blessed. That's what I took from the lesson tonight. And, you know, that's what we have to do because, you know, like an old spiritual song I heard one time, with the words in it. Nobody told me that the road would be easy.
Amen.
But I can't believe I bought me this far.
You bought me this far to leave.
Wait, bought me this
go
far.
Ahead on, brother.
So
hallelujah.
You must.
Okay,
you don't remember nothing. I don't remember nothing else in that song, but I remember those few words. So I feel in that aspect that we must keep that going and maintain the home and maintain your marriage or just living every day and trying to keep money in the bank so you can take care of yourself and pay your health insurance. Whatever you need to do just to live, you must realize that, you know, you must have God to have these blessings, these things. Because truly living here is a maintenance. I mean, we know there's no getting around it, from clothes on your back to, you know, shoes on your feet to, you know, it must, and maintain these things, we must ask God to give us, you know, let's be honest, we all want security. So if God will give us a security to maintain our lives, a great place for us to work as well as have joy in our lives. So you just, once you get these things, you just can't be happy with it. Like, if God blessed you, you just can't say, hey, you know, God got me out of a great place, so now I don't have to worry about anything anymore. I can, you know, get relaxed. No, you must constantly, like you were hungering for his help, you must keep doing that. Because like I've said in past Bible studies as well as what I've learned, that this is constant, you know, until we're called home. And serving God is constant. I've learned in coming here, it's called a exercise in faith. And truly, this is our exercise where we're at tonight, or whatever Simon Apostle Adrian Francis gives us for the church. Because truly, it's not easy, you know, and I'm going to say as a closing, shifting things in our lives, excuse me, to, you know, be here just tonight. I mean, you know, I'm at work and, you know, I'm trying to get things done, but I'm still listening to the work, and I'm not going to let what's going on in life stop me from having joy in the Lord and serving my God.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Amen.
Just not going to let it happen. Because truly, you will make a way if you truly love Jesus and want to spend time with him. Or say you could be at home and you'll shift some things. I can't say enough, prioritize and shift some things around. So you know, to be here Wednesday night, but sold out Sunday service, sold out Sunday school, and other things we have here. Or if it's a church in your local area you want to attend, you may have a friend invite you there. Whatever it takes, you must prioritize God in your life. And you must have, well, I took the night, obedience and love for all mankind. When I say all, I truly mean all mankind. We may not agree with some of the things that are going against God's word today. I had a conversation with someone, and I actually testified, that's them, my friend, and they're not of this way, but they said they went to a gay marriage, and I said, you went to that? Well, you know, I knew them before they were this way. I said, well, I just, you know, felt that my presence or something like that would be disobeying God, as well as it's just not of God's faith and righteousness. I know it's a lot of things we can pick on. And I'm not making a gay marriage high in the other, but you know, where we attend ourselves truly says a lot about us. Now, I'm not saying don't love that gay person, but let's be real. There are some things and aspects of that are not aligned with God or aligned naturally of all mankind, or let alone, I will say, a crowd that wants to get into mischievous things or gossip all the time or plotting something against somebody. See, all those are demonic things that she talked about tonight. You see what I'm saying? So we have to learn what demon we are coming after that we're serving, what you watch on TV, what you listen to on the radio. We need to be aware of that. You know, we need to be aware of that.
Amen.
You know, I had to be aware of that to get here. I had to be aware of that. Well, you, one thing Apostle always said, well, you put your time says a lot about you. Well, you put your time says a lot about you. That can be in a good or bad way. So I'm going to say that in closing. That's what I took from the Bible study tonight. Have love for fellow mankind. Love not only for the God we serve, love for your family, but also have obedience. You must have true obedience to receive the blessing. And that comes with service, spending time with him, and living by his commandments. And that's all I have to say tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
We thank God for that awesome share tonight. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved, we can tell from Brother Golden's share, he's getting some stuff. He's applying some stuff.
Amen.
He's gaining it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Some other habits you sharing tonight?
Well, I just thank God for the word tonight. I thank God because it did something for me. Glory to God. And like Brother Golden said, I'm not going to know a whole lot of detail, but, you know, the enemy is always everywhere. But I was thanking God yesterday an incident happened and my nephew was here. And, you know, but I did say one thing. God put me here in this apartment. He gave this place to me to live and to praise God in. And I said, there's no devil in hell is going to cause me to give it up. So,
amen.
You know, I was saying today, my place down, don't let me. And, you know, I began to laugh at myself. I said, you know what, Lord, you know, I thank you for where you brought me from. Because if it was a time, glory to God, I thank God. Even a lot of times we don't know when God done freed us and delivered us from something. And I said, you know, old Jacqueline girl, it was a time, boy. It would have been over and done with. But I thank God that he can keep me.
Amen, amen.
Even in the midst of the devil raising all sorts of everything. And yesterday, oh, he was
hallelujah.
Ah, glory to God. He told someone, I'm a man of God. And said, and I that's all I said was this and this. They asked, I told them, and then they went, the devil, you could hear them just screaming. Those spirits were just screaming. Oh, next thing I know, here goes somebody around the corner, you know. And I said, okay. But that's still okay. I talked just as calm. And I said, Lord, you know, I thank you that there was a calmness, you know. And I said, okay,
amen.
That's okay, because I know what to put on this. I know exactly who to put on this. And I'm going to put Jesus. I'll walk around here today. I say if I do half a day, I'll start off there. And then I said, tomorrow I'll do a whole day. And I said, because, you know, he tells us who to call on. I can't make the change in people's life, but I can be the cause of something. And just like they say, you have to love. He said, he didn't say just love your friends and your mother and father. He said, you know, your enemies. So,
amen.
You know, I do thank and praise God for what God is doing still in my life, Lord God, because we never get to a point that we're so perfect that we know we're on our way. So
amen.
We do thank God. Thank God for having a pastor, an apostle, a teacher, a preacher. Glory to God that's in our midst and that's over us. Glory to God, founder and
amen.
Overseer for Cornerstone Deliverance Church. And
mm-hmm.
amen. I just thank God tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we thank God for all the shares tonight. Praise God. And for everyone that has served and participated, because this is what discipleship course is about, that we can engage one another, engage the Holy Spirit. Amen. Engage the creative word. This is what the discipleship course is about, for us to be active, iron sharpening iron. For us to be edified, amen, through the creative word that is coming forth. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we are about to close out. I believe that our next service for this week is Spirit and Truth Worship Service, and then we have Hearts Ablaze Sunday School. Praise God. I want to encourage you to be ready for your assignments. Amen. Praise God. The order services is going to stay the same as it was last week. So I want everyone to be prepared to fulfill the assignments that they have. Prepare yourself. Be a prepared soldier in the army. Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all we can do, putting our hands to work to bring glory to God's name. Amen. And I want to make sure that everyone has the church app downloaded and that you have created a profile that you can be able to get all that God is releasing, because we are releasing it through the app and through that website, praise God, out, so that you can be blessed. Amen. We don't want anybody left out. We will teach you how to navigate in the app that it can edify you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Brother Golden, okay. I'm going to ask that you, someone else have something to share? Minister Mother Harris?
No, dear.
Okay. Brother Golden, I'm going to ask that you close us out in prayer.
No problem. Father God, we thank those who came on Line of Light to listen for the word, to get the word, to put some zeal in our life, some freshness in our life, rejuvenation in our life, some great olive branch in our life from you. And I pray, Lord, that the word touched somebody, healed somebody, made somebody whole again, get them in the right path of living a righteous life, and uphold and living a righteous life and standing on the word of God and not be ashamed at all on what a righteous life, and show the world and your local community what a righteous life can do for you in Jesus' name. So I just thank you, Father God, for getting me here to listen to the word, to have me here on Wednesday in the midweek of just seeking you and hearing the word and aspiring to just be just like you. I know I will not be perfect like you, but be in Christ-like like you. And I pray others will as well know your olive branch through the word and your testaments, as well as other stories in the Bible of how we can live and that we can have a fruitful and blessed life by staying in the word, staying of God's way, staying of God's likeness. And I just pray, Father God, that someone was touched tonight. For I feel someone was hurt and need to hear the righteous word to be healed. And I pray going forward from this minute, hour, and second, Lord, that you just keep us in love, keep us in obedience, keep us loving our mankind, letting us know what is right and truly wrong is going against us. And I pray, Father God, that any demon or whoever wants to demonize, you take it away. Whether it be from my eyes, Apostle Fred's eyes, the lady listening line's eyes, or anyone that we come in touch with in life, that we show them that that is not the way, that the truth in life is God. And that's all there is to it. So I pray, Father God, that you bless each and every one's family on the line, their loved ones, their sons, their daughters, cousins, aunts, uncles, any relative, if they're going into sickness, may they be healed. Lord, that the best of your ability, I pray, Father God, that anybody who's having any stress, that you remove it and show them that there's peace and love and joy despite the situation. And there's a peaceful solution, and the solution is praying and knowing God. For these blessings, I truly ask your name's sake, I pray. Amen.
Amen. God be loved, beloved. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
God be loved. Have a good week.
You too, babe.